paragraph Chazayin, Vizehu. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to the pasuk he quoted earlier, one of the psukim in the Haftoris that we read during the 3 weeks. Anoichi, Anoichi, Hu Menachemchem. Hashem says, I am your consolation. Shtei pomim Anoichi. The pasuk says the word Anoichi twice. Hainu bechinas habitul berotzoi vashoiv. Rav Nosson Zal says this is a remez. This refers to the bitul that a Jew does, which involves two directions, going up and coming back down. Ki b'shas habitul oz mizbatel b'artusa yisbor, shesham kuloi toiv. Because when a Jew closes his eyes tightly and he nullifies himself completely from all everything in Olam Hazeh, then he becomes part of the oneness of Hashem, where there it's all good. Ve'oz bevadai mizbatlim hadinim v'yisurim legamri. And when he's experiencing that, all the judgments and suffering and everything associated with him disappears. V'zeh b'chinas anoichi horishoin. That's the first anoichi in that pasuk. Ki oz mizbatel, because then the person experiences this bitul v'yoidea she'ein nimtza shum dovor kiim anoich Hashem, and the person knows and realizes that there is nothing other than Hashem, shehu kulo yechod kulo toiv, which is all oneness, all goodness. Aval achar kach, however, afterwards, because Rabbi Nizal says over there in the Kutimran that a Jew cannot keep this up permanently. Otherwise, he'll be like that rabbi de Gemara who went up to heaven and didn't come back down, chas v'shalom. Aval achar kach, whereas a Jew who tries to do this bitul, the way Rabbi Nizal explains it, whereby the person experiences the bitul, but then he comes back down. Kisheshov mea bitul, when the person returns from the bitul, v'choizrin ha'isurim u'mizgabrin b'yoyser. And Rabbi Nizal explains, when the person comes back, the suffering that they were going through earlier comes back even stronger. Va'oz misnachim al yedei ha'toira sheshoyev mehor shimonal. Then, what consoles the person, what comforts the person, what helps the person is the Torah that he draws from that major high that he experienced. From the reshimu, from the residue, the remainder of that major high, that very high level of light that he connected with. V'zehu b'chinas onoichi hasheni. That's the second onoichi in that pasuk. Loimar saying, she onoichi, onoichi hu hakoil echod. That the first I and the second I are all really one. Bechinas, as we find in another pasuk, there's another pasuk that says, "Ani, ani hu." Again, it mentions "ani" twice. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains, "Anoichi Hashem shehishgart shehergashta b'shas habitul, anoichi hu biatzmi." That anoichi, that deep connection that you felt to the oneness of Hashem during that bitul, it's the same Hashem that you're still connected to now, even when you come back down from the bitul. V'zehu nechmoscha. And this is your consolation. Bechinas onoichi onoichi hu menachemchem. Ki af al pi she'achar habitul yef sheleida k'moy b'shas habitul. Because even though we know that the fact is that when a person comes back down from this experience, from this bitul, he doesn't know what he knew when he was going through the bitul. He doesn't feel that deep, deep connection to Hashem and that total erasing of all suffering and all problems and everything. He doesn't feel exactly the same. Aval horishimu me'ir olodas. However, still, the residue, the remainder of the light that he felt during that bitul shines into his mind, into his brain. Ve'oz Hashem Yisborach kaviyochel menachem oisoi al yedei ha'toiro sheshoyev misham. And then Hashem comforts him with the Torah that he's zoicha to draw down, umoydia umeir bedaitoi, and Hashem enlightens him and makes him realize, ki anoichi hanoichi hu menachemchem, that these two anoichis, that bitul, plus the Torah that you bring down from it, which refer to the two anoichis, that's your consolation. Hainu anoichi biatzmi shehergashto b'shas habitul, meaning that connection to the oneness of Hashem that you felt during the time of the bitul, anoichi hu biatzmi hamechai umanego ischa gamato. It's the same anoichi, it's the same Hashem that's sustaining you now and leading you now, even after you've come down from the bitul. V'hu menachemchem. And this is what consoles you. This is what gives you the ability to handle what you need to handle. Ki kavonas Hashem yisborach bevadai letoivo. Because Hashem's intentions related to everything you're going through is obviously for your good. Ubevadai yizbatlu kol adinim vayisurun kanal. And certainly all the judgments and all the suffering that you were going through before will definitely all be eliminated. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues, Vizehu shesiem shom, and this is why the pasuk concludes over there in the Haftorah, V'onoichi Hashem Alekecho Roiga Hayom, I am your Hashem who calms the turbulent seas. V'osim dvorai beficho, I will place my words in your mouth. Uvetzel yodi kisisicho, and I'll cover you, I'll protect you with the shade of my hand. Lintoya shamayim v'lisoidoretz, to put into place the heavens and the earth. Hainu b'chinas chidushei toira sheshoyevim mehorshimu shelabitul. Rav Nosson Zal says that this pasuk is referring to those chidushei toira that the person is zeichet to connect to and then bring back down from the bitul, after the bitul. Shal ze nemar, about this the pasuk says, lintoya shamayim v'lisoidoretz, to put into place the heavens, to establish the heavens, and to establish the earth. Ki boirim bohem shamayim v'oretz chadoshim, k'moy shekosu b'zoyer HaKadosh b'akdomo. Because when a Jew is zoichet to bring forth new revelations in Torah, he actually is credited with creating heaven and earth, renewing heaven and earth. V'zehu, as the Zohar HaKadosh says over there in the pasuk, V'leimor letzioin amiato, Hashem says to the Jewish people, you are my nation. The Zohar HaKadosh says, al tikri ami Elohimi. That word, ayin mem yud, can mean my nation, ami, or it can mean imi, with me. Hashem says, you're with me, you're my partners. Ma ano avdi shmai varba milulo, just like I, Hashem, create heaven and earth with my words. Af atem, you also, the Jewish people, when you bring forth chidushei Torah, you are also creating heaven and earth. Or you're renewing, you're mamish renewing heaven and earth. Kemo shedosh Rabbi Senuzal, as our rabbis explain over there. Hainu, shehaposuk menachamum umechaskom she'ein lohem lisyorei klal me'enoish yomus umiben odom chotzer. The pasuk over there is consoling us and encouraging us that we don't have to be afraid of any human being who's going to die eventually. Because certainly those who are rishoyim, even while they're physically living, they're considered dead. Because we know every single day a person is dying. From the moment a person is born, he's walking towards the final destination. The final destination is the grave. As we've brought in other places. Tomorrow will come and the person will not be around. Whereas you, the person who does this bitul, Zoiche lishoiv chidushei Torah mebchinas bitul kozeh. You are zoiche to draw new revelations of Torah from your bitul. Sha'al ze ne'emar, about which the Pasuk says, Va'osim dvorai beficha. Hashem says, I will place my words in your mouth. Which words? Chidushei Torah, revelations of Torah. Lintoya shamayim v'lisoy doretz. To create and establish heaven and earth. Hainu, shal yidei chidushei Torah elu, meshanin hateva. Through these chidushei Torah that the Jew is zoche to bring down after his bitul, he has the ability, he changes nature. Ki boirim shamayim v'oretz chadoshim b'toirosam. These people who do this, who go through this bitul and bring down this new Torah, they create a new heaven and earth with their Torah. And they have the ability to lead and to control nature via their Torah. Therefore, for sure, this such a person doesn't have to be afraid of anything. Not even from any person. Which are compared to like grass, like a blade of grass that's here today and gone tomorrow. You know, it's not something permanent whatsoever. Because by a Jew following the advice that we discussed here, by him looking at the tachlis, by him removing his eyes from the whole materialistic world and looking and focusing only on the tachlis, all of your enemies will be eliminated completely and destroyed through the power of the Torah that you're zecher to draw from that bitul. When a Jew is zecher to that kind of level, then all of science, or all of teva, all of nature, is given over, is subservient to him. And the person has the ability to rule over nature and over to get it to follow his instructions, his command. Just like we saw in the case of Daniel with the lions, you know, and the other examples that we gave.